Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show, grassroots truth straight up with me, Julie Hayden, and Chuck Bonniewell, who is in hair and makeup, making his way back down. Welcome to the show. Today's show, I think, is going to infuriate a lot of people on both sides of the grassroots or rhino wall. The rhinos are going to be horrified about being exposed. The grassroots are going to be horrified about exactly what's going to be going on. We're going to have Republican Party Secretary, Colorado Republican Party Secretary, Anna Ferguson and Liz Temple, who also works with the Republican Party, on here as soon as we get them. There was a vote held in Weld County over the weekend, and the rhinos, crazed by Dave derangement syndrome, essentially refused to allow some 40, not like 4-0, not like four, but rather 4-0. Thank you, Chuck, for joining us.
Oh, happy to.
Yeah.
Happy to be here for you guys. You guys are starting early. You're starting before 2 o'clock.
We haven't changed all the clocks here. But anyway, they refused to allow these grassroots volunteers into the so-called big tent. So that shows you how much of a big tent the rhinos have. It's a very little big tent, very narrow, very narrow. The other thing I wanted to set straight is Heidi Ginnall, former gubernatorial candidate, former CU regent, who launched something called the Rocky Mountain Voice, is spreading misinformation about the whole Colorado opt-out.
Oh, my.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I want to go so far as to say lying, but she certainly is twisting things around. Here we've got from Thomas. Okay. So, okay, we'll try calling Anna back. Let me text Anna. But we can kind of set the stage here. Hang on. You talk for a second while I text Anna.
All right.
You know, she's like crazy going. I mean, we've got Steve Bannon coming to town. You know, every time you talk to Anna, she's like, oh, I was just on the phone with Steve Bannon. I'm like, oh. And she's like, I may have to go. Trump's calling me.
No, yeah, Trump's calling me. Yeah. Weld County went from the most conservative counties in Colorado for Republicans to Rhino Land. How did it do that? Well, Catherine Murdoch, 4 or 6 years ago, poured all the money in the primaries to defeat highly conservative people for rhinos. Ever since then, the rhinos have held on and made sure that Weld County is Rhino Land.
Well, let's back up. So Catherine Murdoch's money, just 1 second. I mean, as Ted Trimpa, our Democrat friend, would say to us, Catherine Murdoch used to call him and flat out say, how can I spend my dark money to meddle in Republican primaries? Yeah. That's what she flat out said. That was the point of her pouring money in, was to meddle in Republican primaries.
Okay. And they've continued being that, in part by making sure that PCPs and others are only rhinos. They will not allow grassroots to be PCPs.
Well, and let me back up again. Well, just because it's confusing if people aren't aware of all the stuff. So PCPs, precinct committee persons, are typically elected at caucus, and there's two from each precinct, right? The sense hardly anyone ever goes to caucus, really, anymore. You have, across the state of Colorado, dozens and dozens and dozens of PCP positions. Every precinct gets two that are unfilled. And the PCPs are essentially the foot soldiers of the party. They're the volunteers who knock on the doors for candidates, who make the phone calls, who stuff the envelopes, all unpaid. And you can see why it's kind of hard to get people to fill those positions. Okay.
Just keep on going. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I was just explaining from Sandra, is Daniel Neuschwanger running for GOP chair? Yes. If so, I'm PO'd. She destroyed the Colorado governor election. Now she's going to destroy the Colorado GOP in general.
Well, Neuschwanger is running for vice president. She's joined with Richard Buckwheat Horthoff, who's also decided to come in. And they're running as at least two-person slate. Now, you know, the old phrase is politics makes for strange bedfellows. Well, Neuschwanger and Holtorf make about as strange as you possibly get.
Yeah, I don't think they're
besties.
So
if you like Danielle Neuschwanger, then you'll certainly love Richard Holtorf as your chair. Richard will run for anything And so will Danielle.
Well, he's term limited out, right? Is Holtorff term limited out?
Well,
I guess he could move.
nobody never knows. I
Yeah,
mean,
so they can run for something else.
with buckwheat, it's strange.
But back to the Weld County
Well, back
situation
to the
then.
Weld County situation. Well, let me tell it the way I want
Okay, well,
because you're
just clarifying
constantly
what the
you're
terms are.
clarifying your.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gee, thanks. So it's been controlled by the rhinos ever since then. They don't allow PCPs or anybody else who's grassroots. And it's an amazing process where they really have taken a dictatorship over one of the most conservative counties and made it rhino land. The leader of it, I guess, maybe ostensibly is Barbara Kirchmeyer,
Senator
who
Barbara
wants
Kirchmeyer.
only wants rich people running. No,
She wants to get rid of the caucus and the
caucus
assembly.
assemblies, and all you have is rich people putting people out there to get the signatures and then put
Yeah, the donors
advertisements up.
decide who the candidates are.
And Barbara Kirchmeyer is one of the leading Republicans down at in the Senate. She's disgusting, a foul, amoral, degenerative individual. But she heads up, and that's what Will County is today. So it's nothing, anything too strange that I'm on the executive committee. They first held their meeting. They wouldn't even consider the ones that Cody LeBlanc
So
brought in.
Cody LeBlanc, who's
No,
grassroots.
don't interrupt.
Okay. Well.
So Cody brought him forward, and he's a grassroots guy, and they wouldn't even vote on him. They said, well, we'll not consider them. That got appealed up to the executive committee. You have to consider them, and if you won't consider them, we're mandating you consider them. Send it back down. They blew it off. So the Republican Party said, fine, we'll conduct your meeting, which they did. And Anna and Liz were there. And of course, being Rhino Land, they at least voted to get rid of all those people, all their, potential
Grass.
big grassroots, big tent people. And hopefully, we're going to get the list, which probably includes an incredible number of names that voted to make sure that grassroots volunteers could not volunteer for the Republican Party.
And it's just ludicrous. So we're talking, so Cody LeBlanc recruited 40 people. Since Cody is grassroots, the assumption was by the rhinos that these are grassroots people, right? And it's not like the PCPs have a ton of power. For the most part, the PCPs are, like I said, they're sort of the on the ground foot soldiers of the party. They're the ones who do the grunt work, who make the phone calls. And if you're like a wealthy candidate, like, a Lauren Boebert or a Gabe Evans, where you've got a ton of money, you don't really need them. But if you're the little, county clerk candidate or the House district
Where
candidate,
you need anybody you can
you
get.
need anybody and everybody. So these are people who basically Cody twisted their arm and said, "Hey, look, would you be a PCP?" And they're like, "Well, okay, sure." And so then they show up and the rhinos say, "No." I mean, not all, they say, "No, you cannot become part of." These are the rhinos who say, "Oh, we need a big tent. Unless you're a grassroots, then it's a really little tent." They flat out said, "No, you cannot be a PCP in Weld County." So, I hope, and these are the same candidates, Barb Kirchmeyer, Gabe Evans, Lauren Boebert, because we are told, and Anna will talk to us, that Gabe Evans and Lauren Boebert, who was this, who, when was the last time they went to a Weld County meeting, right? Show up shouting loudly to Lauren, at least, was to make sure that people voted no overwhelmingly to not allow these PCPs to come in. Now, these are the first people who are going to be going to you at the little county meeting saying, "Oh, everyone needs to volunteer. Everyone needs to volunteer."
And they're also the biggest people who will say you need a big party, which that means we need to become part of the Democratic Party.
But, yeah, well, exactly. And so it's just, even in Adams County, and at least I'm sure. Anna, she's trying, Steve Bannon's coming to town. They got the state thing, so she might be busy here. But even in Adams County, where there is the typical split between the grassroots and the establishment rhinos, right? Every time somebody brings forward some PCPs, you can usually tell it's like, is this a grassroots person who was kind of recruiting them or an established person recruiting them? Even in Adams County, we overwhelmingly, no matter what side you were on, okayed the PCPs.
Right.
Because you're like, "Hey, look, if somebody cares enough to say, okay, I'll volunteer."
The reason why they don't want the PCPs is that's who elects the chairman, the bonus members, the vice chair, and the secretary. So they just want their people because they don't want to be endangered by having Grassroots putting in a federal candidate.
They have Dave derangement syndrome, accordingly, and hopefully we'll get Anna on it. You can talk about this. Barb Kirkmeyer kept saying, we can't bring these people in because Dave Williams likes them. Well, Dave Williams isn't running. Dave Williams says Dave Williams hopefully will be in Washington, D.C. as part of the Trump campaign. He's not running. But the thing is, this is the lengths to which the establishment rhinos who tell us, oh, we need to unify, we need to unify. You had 40. We're not talking four. We're talking 40 people who said, hey, we want to volunteer with the Weld County Republican Party. And the rhinos said, no, we don't like you because we think you might be grassroots. Now, Dave Williams didn't know these people. Dave Williams had no idea who these people are. I would bet you that a majority of these people, because I talk to some of the new people coming in, PCPs, I go to all these low level, I'm not at the executive meetings, I'm at all the low level meetings. A lot of these people just really want to get involved. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody say, oh, you know what, I just, you know, I care about Trump, he's doing great things, or I'm worried about Polis, and I just want to get involved, right? They don't know anything about grassroots versus rhinos, and they would be perfectly happy to make phone calls for Bob Kirkmeyer or make phone calls for the other side, right? They don't. They just want to be involved. And to me, it is shameful and disgraceful that you would have dozens of Weld County rhinos, including elected officials like Barb Kirkmeyer, Gabe Evans, and Lauren Boebert, which what the frick is she even doing there again, show up specifically to trash talk the grassroots side of the party that they purport to come from and to not let grassroots volunteers in. And again, they're going to be the first one to say, oh, we don't have enough PCPs, or And can you imagine if you're somebody who said, oh, I want to volunteer, and you show up to the meeting, and all these people who don't know you, you don't know them, are voting, giving these horrendous speeches against you and voting no? I mean, what's that going to do to party participation, right?
Well, they don't care.
No.
They're Democrats, and the Democrats got the main ones elected. And so, you know, what do they care how the Republicans do? The worse the Republicans do, the better.
Right. Well, and this is from Dr. Donna. Representative Ron Weinberg was also one of the shouters. I mean, what are our elected officials doing there? That was what's holding her up. She said she had to replace her other PCP who didn't even live in the district, right? And she says, Gabe who? And then Charlene, I'm through with Boebert. Well, let's talk about Lauren Boebert for a minute, right? So Lauren Boebert took the time. I mean, again, there's a lot of stuff going on in Washington, D.C., and as you have noted, she does a fine job, it seems, when she gets to D.C., right?
And she votes for Trump.
Okay. But she took the time to show up at an Adams County reorganization meeting, which I assure you are boring, okay? They're very boring.
Rest assured.
Rest assured.
Rest assured.
They're important, but they're boring, okay? And she's not even from Adams County. She shows up, sits through hours waiting for a chance to talk, because we're voting, to get up there and trash Dave Williams, who is not running. It's like, what on earth is she doing? You'd think Lauren Boebert has more things to do than trash. So then what does she do? She shows up at Weld County. And from what I gather, was orchestrating the people trying to make motions about how to vote for these people. It's Lauren Boebert shouting from the cheap seats. I mean, first of all, Lauren, have the courage and the integrity to get up and stand at the microphone, right? If you're going to do this. But I just don't understand.
She was groping people again.
Well, yeah. And that's why she was in the cheap seats, I guess. It's like, why? And again, she's just trashing Dave Williams and the grassroots side of the party. And then she turns around and says, oh, I'm grassroots. It's like, well, in D.C. you might be, but certainly not in Colorado. Dr. Donna just noted the same thing, like the public event she was at. If Sandra says, if this keeps up, I'm changing to unaffiliated. I'm tired of the infighting. No, don't you dare, Sandra.
That's what they want
That's
you
what
to
they
do.
Want. That's what they want. They want you to do that. And keep in mind, the infighting, that's not really infighting. The grassroots are not fighting. The grassroots are rolling up their sleeves and trying to get the job done. The grassroots are recruiting PCPs, right? The foot soldiers of the party, basically, the ground game, so to speak. The establishment rhinos are the ones who are doing the fighting, are the ones who are doing the disruption, right? And they are the minority. That is why they're freaking out so much, don't you think?
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, it is planned fighting to make it look like infighting. Exactly, Dr. Donna.
I'm try Anna one more time.
Yes. I'm sure, and I've texted her, so I'm sure she's busy. Okay. So if we can get her on Liz Temple, they can talk, but they had to run the party and the that they were what was upset, what they were
Oh,
mostly
so
upset.
working on, in case we'll just make an advertisement here, is Steve Bannon. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, call up, get your ticket. They're not overly cheap, $150, but it's worth it. We're going to the VIP to, 'cause you
Yeah,
folks
the
are
tickets would be
crazy.
great for Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
And then the part that they're holding off announcing the venue for both things. So I just want to clarify. I don't think that is confirmed yet.
Oh, that's not
So wait,
confirmed
yeah,
yet.
wait for the party to announce that.
No.
Where it's going to be. Well, I just don't want people assuming it's going to be at the wrong place. So we don't know where it's going to be. And it'll be an interesting battle. But back again to the Weld County, the Rhinos. I just think it can't be. If they would rather lose, right? They would rather not have volunteers
Because they're
participate.
Democrats.
They would, right? Then they would win, right? And that's what they don't like. At least under the grassroots, we were making grounds, and so they would rather do that than go ahead and and have somebody else be in charge of the party. Oh, and Dr. Donna, there is money behind paying some of these people to behave like this. We'll remain more quiet on that, as I've been assaulted in the past and continue to have my life threatened for speaking out. Dr. Donna, I'm going to agree with you. Because one would have to ask, and I'm going to toss out a theory, Chuck, and you can see what you think. One would have to ask, why is Lauren Boebert doing this? Okay. Hey, Thomas, I think we're okay. Anna knows we're trying to get hold of her. If she is not answering, that means she's tied up with party business. I don't think she's having her nails done. Or I was going to say, or she's having her nails done. So Gabe Evans, Jeff Hurd, and Jeff Crank got a ton of Americans for Prosperity money.
Millions.
And will millions exactly, and will continue to have Americans for Prosperity money. Okay, Lauren Boebert didn't really, but now she had her own money because she'd been running before. My guess is that Americans for Prosperity and Lauren Boebert may be negotiating, or at least she's trying to convince them that she's
I'm
willing to.
sure they have. I'm sure they've got the Americans for Prosperity, Charlie Koch, has control of the congressional delegation in Colorado. He got them all except Lauren elected. There's all his money. They defeated, by and large, grassroots people, and we're all supposed to be thrilled with them. I guess it's better than Democrats. And quite frankly, since we have like a one or two thing in Congress, Gabe Evans. If they hadn't bought Gabe Evans, we probably would have a Democrat. So, it may be ugly, but necessarily ugly.
Yeah, but I think Lauren Boebert wants a piece of that now,
Well,
right?
she
And that's
has
why
to. I
she's
mean,
turning traitor, basically traitor to the grassroots. She wants
Well,
a
she
piece
never
of
was
that.
on our side, but.
But yet, Lauren Boebert, who was criticized for never showing up at any meetings, now she's showing up at everybody's meeting to trash Dave Williams. Okay, another thing then too. So kind of moving on. Hopefully, we'll get those guys. If not, Heidegenall and the Rocky Mountain Voice. So Heidegenall, former gubernatorial candidate, former CU regent. She's the one who launched the Road to Red, the Rocky Mountain Voice, which we raise concerns about because she's the one who wants to get all of the grassroots going, in her words, in the right direction, right? Which I think means she wants to take control of the party one way or another. Has endorsed Britta Horn, who is a Rhino establishment candidate for the Colorado Republican Party chair. So they keep putting out, and I finally thought, I'm going to have to say something about this. It's just misinformation, not true. Okay. It's not true information about the opt-out. One of the biggest issues in the chair race is opt-out, right? And she says it. This was in the Rocky Mountain Voice today. It says the biggest debate among candidates is whether the party should opt out of the primary and return to a caucus and assembly system. That's not true. This would mean that Republican voters would no longer receive a primary ballot with nominees chosen by a selected group of delegates instead. Now, that's just flat out misinformation. I mean, you were one of the original, oh, here we get Nanda joining. You were one of the original persons who launched the opt-out thing, and that's just flat out wrong, right?
Well, what it doesn't say is part two. You can have any kind of caucus you want. If you want to have a caucus in which you send everybody a ballot, you can. If you want a caucus that, anyway, you want to run a caucus in assembly, it doesn't mean it has to be the same way as they used to do it.
Right.
You can have anything you want. But the question is, do you want the independents and Democrats to determine your candidates? If you do, then you loathe the Barbara Kirk Myers.
Right.
And it's either you get away from them, or and they say, "Well, I'm all for the lawsuit." No, you're not. You didn't contribute a penny. You didn't do a damn thing. You never do. Did Heidi Canal help the lawsuit? No. Did Heidi Canal contribute? No. Did Heidi Canal ever do anything for the grassroots? No.
No. And so that's the thing. And so the bottom line there is, well, and we'll talk about both this because I think, Thomas, we have Anna in the waiting room. It's not should the party opt out of the primary and return to a caucus and assembly system. There never was a caucus and I mean, forever, people have been able to petition, not forever, but to petition onto the ballot, right? So there's a caucus and assembly route, and you can go the petition route,
Well,
right?
we don't want the petition route, quite frankly, because all it is rich people. It costs a lot of money to do a petition route. So who does it? The rich
The rich
people.
people. But by itself, though, this is misinformation because that is
It's
not,
not full
it's
information.
not full information. And the same thing, they could no longer, Republican voters would no longer receive a primary ballot. That's
They
not
can't.
it.
They did the same thing in Virginia to elect the governor there, and a huge success. So
Yeah.
you can't. And, I don't know. Heidi's getting her money out of Texas these days, and
So hey, Anna, I don't know. Thomas, do we have Anna there? Are you there, Anna?
I am here, and is my audio very okay?
good.
It's
It's good.
good.
All
All right,
right,
it's
good.
fine. It's fine. Okay, so
I
I
didn't
know.
apologize enough. I
No,
have not gotten off the phone since I woke up this morning.
that's what I said. You're probably talking every time I talk to you. Like, oh, it's just talking to Steve Bannon. Oh, it's her after Melania. She and I are.
Bannon wants some advice at the
Yes,
university.
he's always calling me for advice.
Hey, so we already kind of laid the groundwork for the Weld County situation and what the rhinos did up there. But why don't you explain from
Since
you
you're up there.
since you are up there, kind of give us a lay of the land there as you guys were trying to Cody LeBlanc is trying to get 40 volunteers admitted as PCPs, and the rhinos were like, nope, no way, no how.
That's correct. And this has been going on for months. So it's not like it was just Dave that came up with, 40 names of his friends and relatives from Weld County. It was these PCPs have been trying to get elected or appointed or ratified, whatever, in Weld. It didn't happen. They've been vacant since last March. After 60 days, Dave had the right under, the request of Cody to appoint these PCPs and give it to Weld, and they were supposed to ratify them at their February 8th meeting. They chose not to do that. They chose to just not ratify these people, not even take the vote.
Right.
So that's why we ended up having to do this meeting on Saturday. And again, these 40 volunteers were not ratified. So and there were elected officials that voted not to ratify these volunteers
Right.
that would be the ones making calls, walking, stuffing envelopes for these elected officials when they're for re-election next time. So they were voted not to be ratified.
So we've heard, and we were saying earlier that Gabe Evans and Lauren Boebert were among, and Barb Kirkmeyer, three of the elected officials who voted to not ratify these volunteers. Is that?
That's correct. Those three, along with the overwhelming majority of the people that were in attendance.
And what was their problem? What was Barb Kirkmeyer explaining their problem was with these 40 volunteers?
They didn't want Dave Williams' people in. But these people have nothing to do with Dave. He's not running again for election, and they wouldn't be the voters anyway.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean that's pretty clear, right? And these people would not be voting on who the chair is. These are just PCPs. Well, and I mean you, I mean I
They
st
vote for the county chair. So
Exactly,
unless they
just the
get
county.
elected, unless they get elected as bonus members, then the bonus members do vote for the chair, and they're afraid maybe some of them would make that.
Well, and that's probably what the issue was, Chuck.
Yes.
First of all, the officers ran uncontested, so they all. Hunter got in, Jillian and the other secretary, although there were a couple of people for vice chair, but Jillian and the other woman got in again, same ones. Eric Reinert, same, the secretary, no one ran against him, as well as the treasurer. So these officers got in. These PCPs would not have made any changes to that, but possibly could have made some changes to the bonus members that would be elected to state. But not, maybe not. I mean, we didn't go into this, and Dave even said, we're going to end up with the same exact results that we had last time. But the fact that they just disregarded the SEC ruling was the reason why we had no choice but to have this meeting. We didn't want to be there, Julie. I have a
Oh,
million
I know
other
you
things
want to
to
be. Yeah, I
do.
want to be there.
And here's the ridiculous part. And again, and I go back to, these are just volunteers. So Cote LeBlanc has taken the trouble. I mean, these are people who are going to be PCPs in positions that for months and months and months, maybe years and years, what were going unfilled. It's not like the Republican Party has so many volunteers that we can, start saying, oh, you're grassroots, or oh, you're establishment. You can't be a volunteer, right?
And we could use all the volunteers that we can get. And had they just been ratified or even voted on originally, none of this would have had to take place. But they chose not to. And now these 40 PCPs, now, as far as I'm concerned, were they're at a disadvantage here. I mean, they took away those people's votes, just like they tell us with this opt out.
Right.
Oh, we're, disenfranchising people, and they're doing the same thing. It just depends on what side of the coin you're on with these
Well, it
people.
doesn't seem very big tent to me, right? Their big
No.
tent does not. Well, let me talk a little bit about, because I heard that not only was it just outrageous that they weren't going to vote for these people, but that just the whole thing was just like crazed Dave derangement syndrome. I mean, that it was just an extremely unnecessarily aggressive, I guess, meeting on their part. Is
It
that?
was. It was. Everybody that got up to make motions or speak, points of whatever, was all about, we don't want Dave's people. It was all about Dave. I mean, it was really unbelievable. I was just like, wow. I mean, these people, it really is Dave derangement syndrome. And it was hard to listen to, but we had to be there and go through it. And a lot of the volunteers were harassing the teller committee. And the credentials committee from Weld County, and it was not the best scene, that's for sure.
Well, and there were people, as I understand it, too, who weren't even from Weld County, right? Who were
Yes.
like you said, Lauren Boebert. It's not like she has a ton of people there who are showing up solely to harass you guys. And I mean, I don't even understand the thinking on their part anymore. Do you?
No, a hatred.
Yeah.
That's it. They're just they don't like us. They don't like Dave. And they want to disrupt everything that we do. And it's pretty sad. It really is. It was kind of upsetting to look at, and to see Barb up there just, I mean, adamant, we don't want Dave's people. And then even after we voted to end the discussion, more people still were getting up just so that they could say, don't elect Dave's people. This is all Dave's people. And I was just like, I went to the parliamentarian at one point and said, I thought we already closed this discussion, but
Yeah.
people are still getting up and saying things, knock it down. Enough is enough.
Right. Well, and again, let's point out the most obvious fact. Dave, I mean, no offense to Dave, but he is irrelevant now. He's not, he's, he, you know, in a few weeks, hopefully he'll be going to Washington, D.C., but he's not the chair of the party. He's not running for chair. These people, if they're Dave's people, what are they going to do? Dave's not going to be there. You know what I mean?
Even if the bonus members change, and I don't know if they have or not yet, I haven't gotten the list, complete list from Eric Reinard. I have it written somewhere, and because I was at the meeting. But even if the bonus members were to change, you're right, they're not voting for Dave because he's not running. It
Yeah.
just was all about let's just stand up and be against Dave because he's the bad man. It was pretty sad. It
You
really
know what it
was.
reminds me of the Democrats constantly hating Trump. It's like literally Hitler, stuff like that, right? It's like
Yes.
no matter what it is, no matter what happens, and these are poor probably volunteers who are like probably most of them didn't even have any idea what this was all about. But it's like, doesn't matter what it is. If Trump is for it, the Democrats, like Trump said in his speech, right? I could announce I cure cancer and you would be opposed to it. I think that's what these people,
Exactly.
Dave could be like, I've just brought in $80 billion from Elon Musk. And they'd be like, nope, we're not going to take it because it's
We don't
Dave's.
want it. We don't want it. And if I was one of those volunteers and I was not ratified by the county party, I'd be pretty, like, are you kidding me? I'm here to volunteer and help you. And you're telling me no, you don't want me. So I can't imagine that these people are going to come back, but you never know. They might end up being PCPs, I hope. They come back and insist, please, I want to help. But who knows what they're going to think when Gabe or Lauren call them up and say, "Hey, can you walk for me?" Or,
Right.
help make phone calls or whatever. You know what my answer would be.
Example, yeah. He's like, I don't have. Well, and that's the thing. So 2 years from now, when Gabe Evans is running for re-election, you're probably just, and what are you going to say? Oh, you're a Dave's person. Everyone's like, Dave who? Right? I
Yeah.
mean, Dave will have been gone by then. It's not like they have D's on their forehead forever. And again, a Dave person can put a door hanger on the door every bit as much as a Barb person, right?
That's
It's like,
exactly right. And these PCPs, that's what their job is, and that's what they were wanted to do. That's what they were agreeing to volunteer to do. And to be told, "No, we don't want you," it's pretty sad.
it is awfully sad. Well, listen, before we let you go, because I know you're so busy, so the Steve Bannon, like I was saying, you're on the phone constantly with Steve Bannon, not much really. So, and so people,
Steve Aroo to you.
yes, Steve Aroo to you. Where can people go to get tickets and get information?
You know what? We sent an email out. I'm not sure if it's posted on our website, but they could always just contact us if it's not. I'm pretty sure it's on the
It's
website.
on the website.
It
Yeah,
is.
it is.
Okay. Then just go right to the website and you can purchase tickets there. It's going to be in the Colorado Springs area. And it's going to be a great event. It really is. I mean, it's really exciting because I've been trying to get Steve to come here for 2 years now since I became secretary and we started on our first centennial dinner. And he was never available. And the fact that we got him now and then ran into all these issues was, it was a little scary, but I'm so glad he's coming. I really, it's
What's
going to be a big week.
the capacity?
About 800.
Oh,
Whoa.
so you want to go fast. You want to get your
Oh,
tickets. Yeah.
yeah.
Sweet. All right.
All right, cool. Well, Anna, thank you. Thank you for coming
You're
on. Thank you for
welcome.
the
Yeah,
work you
thanks
do
for all
in
the hard
Cali.
work.
Thank you, guys. And I'm so sorry.
That's all
I
right. No
just, worries. It's
I
like,
think your producer called and I didn't answer. And I heard his message and I was like, "Oh
that's right. I'm sure you couldn't say, I'm sorry, President Trump, I have to go on the Chuck and Julie show. So,
I know. I love you guys.
all right, love you too,
Take
and
care.
thank you.
All righty.
Thanks. We'll
Thanks.
see you later. And
Bye.
Charlene, congrats on getting Steve. That's right. Well, good. Well, hopefully, hopefully nothing's going to change. I don't want to say hopefully it'll change in Mullen County because it's not.
No.
But thank you to Anna and Beth, back to them because I wanted to take time to explain this Heidi Gnall, Rocky Mountain Voice misinformation. So the debate among the candidates is not whether the party should opt out of the primary and return to a caucus and assembly system only. The issue is, should we opt out and close the primary so that the issue and only Republicans can vote in the Republican primary? If they vote to do that, then it's my understanding, Chuck, that the party can then vote to hold essentially the primary kind of any way it chooses
Yeah,
to.
the word caucus and assembly, the Republicans can define that any way they want to. And they did in Virginia. They held a caucus and assembly where everybody got to vote and all the way through. And then watching them say, "Oh, you wouldn't get a mail-in ballot." I mean, because we love Democrats and we love mail-in ballots. I mean,
Well,
Barb Kirkmeyer really is a foul, immoral person.
this is Heidi Gnall putting this
Heidi.
misinformation out too. Yeah, and it's okay. Anna, did you want to say something else or? Oh, no,
I
okay.
did. You guys, I did. You when I first got on, you were talking about the opt out, and you're
Right.
right. Heidi did put that out that no, not all Republicans would be able to vote, and that's just not the case. There would be two scenarios, and people could register. I do think you remember this, Chuck. We were going to have the Republicans register to get a ballot. They would get a ballot, and then
Right.
we would count it either at the precinct level, at the day of the primary, even before, or set up satellite places for these people for the Republicans to vote. But the other option is only through caucus and assembly, but that's only one of the options. And that would be voted on. But our intention was when we were talking about the procedure was to make every Republican be able to get a ballot and then we would count
Exactly.
these ballots. So,
Exactly. All
yeah.
right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Appreciate that. Okay. And we can let you go now. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to log off. Thank you so much, and I'm
Okay.
sorry. Bye.
No, don't
No,
be sorry at all.
thank you,
Thank you.
Bob.
Well, that's what we need to clarify. I mean, it could simply be that the Colorado Republican Party could say every registered Republican is a delegate. Right?
Yes.
And then the party could say, and the party, I think, could argue that Jenna Griswold would have to pay, the state would have to pay for the part for the primary. They might argue no, but then they could, this is such a concept, go back to the old-fashioned way of doing it, where
Right.
everybody gets a ballot, an actual ballot. Everybody shows up just like we used to do to your precinct or someplace,
Yeah.
and you cast the ballot, and then it's counted. It's like what a concept, right? So for them to say, oh no, it would be decided by only a handful of people, that is completely false.
And they would happy to be a handful of people, as long
As long as it was
Barb
them.
Kirkmeyer and so forth.
Right. Well, and once again, you got to ask yourself, Heidegger all knows this, right? I mean, this was debated years ago, a couple years ago,
I
right?
don't know what she knows or doesn't
Well,
know.
she should know this. If she doesn't know this, she should educate herself before she starts putting out information that is just flat out misleading and wrong. I would argue that because she has joined the side of, well, maybe not argue, I would suspect that since she has joined the Rhino establishment side now, the Rhino establishment side wants to continue to have open primaries because then that assures that the paid, bought and paid for candidates win. I mean, the bottom line, right?
Yes, so yeah, all you'd have are rhinos. Rhinos, you'd become Weld County.
Right.
And there's nothing probably much worse right now than Buncombe County.
Right. And again, and look at the luck we've had with the establishment candidates, right? Up until Dave, we've lost everything at an increasing rate. So that's the thing on that. And so anytime you see stuff about the opt-out and they try to say, oh, that was their argument before, it would deprive, only a handful, backroom group of people would get to
Well,
select the
that
candidate.
says what it really says. It does go to a caucus and assembly, but you can make it a caucus and assembly any way you want, like they did in Virginia. You don't have to do it so it's only people who show up on a Saturday at the local place. You can make it any way you damn well please.
Again, you could say everybody's a delegate and you just all go, you get your ballot, just like we did before. You're a registered Republican, then you get a ballot sent to you, you fill out the ballot, and then you go cast the ballot. It's not like it's this bizarre system that we never heard of, right? It's the way we did things in Colorado for decades before 2016. Oh, coincidentally, back when Republicans used to actually get elected to things, right? So they want to keep it. They're the ones who want to keep it. It's not even in a handful of Republicans. It's just a handful of donors, really, is what that
Two,
is. Yeah,
Charlie Koch and Bill Anschutz.
right. Exactly.
Julie?
Yeah. Hey,
Yeah,
Charlene, go ahead.
say something. I'm just thinking it's more of it's going on nationally because the same thing is happening in conservative Arkansas. We've
Ah.
got supposedly a MAGA governor, Sarah Huckabee, but she is against a paper ballots and she is against the closed primaries. She's also wanting to restrict reduce the freedom of information you can get from state offices. And the way I see it is they are the Koch brothers said that since they couldn't get their Nikki Haley in, they were going to focus on local
Yes.
and not only just local candidates like congressmen, but also the party. And I think they're trying to turn the party into the uniparty.
Yes.
And so that we won't have closed primaries, we won't have paper ballots, and we can c continue to get rhinos elected. And so Colorado's doing such a good job with their MAGA grassroots. And that's what I think they're really against, MAGA grassroots. And they're just demonizing people and making up things about people just so that they can associate it with MAGA and say, look, MAGA's bad, David's bad. But they're really after, they're against the MAGA grassroots. And even in Arkansas, they've raised the filing fee for congressional candidates to $30,000, which a poor grassroots person can't afford
You know,
that.
and that's what they talked about. That's what they've been pushing forever for here in Colorado too, right? Is to
So,
have it, I mean, and then what, to run for Senate. I mean, it's like it was way more than $30,000. It was astronomical what they wanted you to
yeah,
raise.
that's
And
going to keep the that's going to keep the rhinos in, and it's just going to it's their way, but without coming out and saying we're against MAGA and we're for globalism, without coming out and saying that, they're hitting it at different angles. And but it's real obvious when you see it as the big picture is MAGA versus globalism. And so
The only answer I have for it, instead of like, well, they can get, they have paid influencers on Facebook all the time, and at, for different things, not just, Uniparty, but and so they're, carrying out this info war, what I call it, on Facebook and all these social media pages. And then at the local level, when Boebert has to be sent out to do her job. And so it's just so obvious for a MAGA person. But the only answer I see to it is that we get an Elon leadership program for Colorado, because see, they have these little media outlets pop up, and nonprofits, and we can, if we get more money for MAGA, we can do that too, to where people go, oh, well, I'm the MAGA leadership candidate, and I'm running for this, and then he gets all the money, because they don't need. Steve House told us, let's keep this party manageable. Remember when people tried to sign up back in 20? I tried to sign up, and no one would tell me where I could sign up or go to the precinct meeting, and because they knew I was for Trump. I said, oh, let's get Trump elected. And it was like, I could never get any information. Yeah. So Steve House was always saying, let's keep this thing manageable. They don't care about having volunteers on the,
no.
On, no. They just want to mail out mailers, and they've got money to do that. And that creates the perception that they're winning. They don't even have to have people knocking on doors. They just have these mailers and say, oh, look, we spent so much money, therefore we won. And so, I'm just supporting our oligarchs, our Elon Musk oligarchs, because they've got the money to do all this.
Well, and that's what's freaking them out so much, Charlene, is all of a sudden the MAGA side has some money, right? And that's why they're doing all of this.
And they're doing things that are, that affect their credibility and their integrity. You know what I mean? And so that's where they're losing, I think.
Yes. Well, sort of like the Democrats. They're looking ridiculous, right? Lauren Boebert, rather than operating, and we're finding out all kinds of things about Lauren Boebert, so there's plenty more to come about her. But rather than kind of manipulating things behind the scenes, she's forced to show up at this meeting and start shouting about stuff. It's like,
that's what makes it real. She's showing her hand right there. And so that's what gives me hope, that if they're that desperate, they have to show their hand and come to this. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Charlene. That's a perfect way to do it. They're that desperate that they have to show their hand. Yeah. One other thing, that I wanted to switch gears a little bit. There's some other good news. Tulsi Gabbard today revoked the security clearance. Remember those 51 intelligence officers who signed the letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation?
Yeah.
Okay, Tulsi Gabbard, including Jake Sullivan, revoked their security clearance.
I thought they already did that.
Not these guys. Well, that's what I just, maybe Twitter was, that was, I was just reading that today, right? That she revoked their, well, she couldn't have done it too long ago, because she hasn't been the director for very long.
She didn't have to be. And Trump said they revoked him.
Oh, I don't know about that, but they've been revoking people all over the place. They revoked Perkins Coie.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
That was good, right? So, and then one other thing I was going to talk, this is just as interesting, and I'm going to just kind of wrap and stuff up, because I want to get more into this. And I'm stealing this, I acknowledge, from Peter Boyles from 710 KNUS, but talking about the Jefferson County schools, right? We've had people on our show talking about when they do, they're never talking like middle school kids, they go on field trips, right? They're forced to share rooms, bunk rooms, bedrooms with boys, because a boy says, I identify as a girl. Or a male staff person, right, who says, I identify as female, now is in charge of the, right, and the parent, and they don't tell the parents, right, and they tell the kids, if you complain to the parents. We had the case of a teacher there that essentially groomed a poor girl, and said she was going to help her explore her sexuality, became estranged from her family, and lo and behold, moved in with the teacher, right, who is lesbian, right? So it's a whole thing.
Moved in by saying she was homeless, and the teacher and the staff over at Jefferson County School to help her fill out one.
And it was Columbine, right?
Yes.
Columbine High School. And Peter, and I stole this from him, so I'm going to give him credit. What a difference. It was not that long ago at Columbine High School, the teacher coach, Dave Sanders, gave his life for a student during the Columbine shooting, right? He literally sacrificed his life to save students. And what a turnaround that in Jefferson County now you had the same. I mean, years ago you had a staff that was literally laying down their lives to save children, right? The same now have turned into this predatory sexual grooming operation to take advantage of children and to keep their parents out of it. And you got to wonder, right, what's going on in Jefferson County that those people have jobs, that the school board allows that to happen at
Well,
Baxter.
because the school board is as sick as the
Exactly.
teachers.
And so
A
again,
school board, I mean, all they are people that are elected by the teachers union and all the money that flows through there.
elections have consequences. And who would have thought back in the Columbine days that we would be that this would be something that even would be thinkable, right? That you would be saying, you know, well, no, that if a male student, if a male staff member who says he identifies as a woman is suddenly sharing bedrooms with 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, that somehow that's okay, and the child is prohibited from telling the parents, and then if the parents complain about it, they are canceled, right? I mean, can you imagine? This is what the Democrats have done to Colorado and to Jefferson County. This is what the Democrats are trying to do increasingly. And this is why Donald Trump is president, right? And this is why it is
And it
important.
won't be taking too long till Weld County, with that kind of Republican crew. Barbara Kirchmeyer is just the type of person who is in Jefferson County.
Yeah, who looks the other way for money?
Yeah.
Looks the other way for money. So that's going to wrap it up for us here today. We're going to have on Wednesday Cody LeBlanc, who is the Weld County guy who did all the work to get these poor people
Yeah,
to
great
go there.
job.
We're going to have
Great
him
job.
on too. So thank you, everybody. Thank you
Everybody,
again.
hang in there.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday.